Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Outer Rim. This is going to be our last final episode of The Outer Rim, sort of. Sort of. In fact, this is just an announcement episode. It's going to be the last episode for Lou, Chris, and I, but it is not going to be the last episode for the new hosts. Yes, I know. You guys are completely confused. I did a great job of clarifying everything, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I'm so good at it.
You know, technically, I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. That's true. That's true. So what's happening is...
That's right. You're taking my show.
We are taking your show. Lou, you're fired.
Oh, Chris. Chris is taking my show. Thanks, Chris.
And you get a pay cut, Lou. Yeah. Let's see. Half of zero is... carry the zero. So here's what's going on. We have had, we've got a lot of shows on the network. As the network director, there are some of them that I'm responsible for. And then we have other pockets of people like Ernie produces the Retro Convo and Ghost Stories. And, Jay produces Scarlet Velocity and Green Justice, et cetera. Chris, you've been producing, the two CCs. The Crash Couch and Cordcast. So I kind of leave the different producers to their own thing. But for me, the ones that I produce and pay attention to, it's been Random Chatter, which is the flagship show for the network, but it's changed roles a lot over the last decade. It's been a news show. It's been a discussion show. It's been a movie review show. Most recently, we've taken it back to discussion again. And when we were doing the Forcecast Network, we wanted to have an entertainment show. Basically, we wanted Random Chatter on the Forcecast, but I didn't want to bring Random Chatter over to the Forcecast because I didn't want there to be brand confusion. I wanted to make sure that no matter what happened, I retained ownership of the Random Chatter name. So instead, we started up a new show on the Forcecast Network called The Outer Rim. And the idea was it was the outer parts of Star Wars fandom where there was overlap. And we would talk about news for movies and television and stuff like that. When we left the Forcecast, we took that with us. So we've got Random Chatter for discussion, The Outer Rim for news. We still had Echo Base for Star Wars discussion, but we didn't really have a Star Wars news show. So we wrapped both of those into Echo Base. In the interest of making shorter shows, we wanted to split that into a news show and a discussion show as well. The problem is we had a really hard time naming that Star Wars news show.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. and it's hard.
So you took my name.
It's really difficult. And I thought, well, you know, Lou's not going to mind.
No.
Yeah. So
we didn't agonize over that name at all when we first came up with that one.
Yeah. No kidding.
with as good as you are at naming shows, Eric. I mean, I'm just saying.
I know.
Your son has a name, right? He's what, 5, 6 now? He's got a name.
My son.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7.
Did you name him right away, or is he a couple years?
Oh, he just got named last year.
Oh, okay.
I called him Bob until then. Hey, Bob. That's not my name, Daddy. I don't care. Shut up, Bob. Yeah. So Chris is going to be hosting the new Star Wars news show. While I think Lou and I would like to also be a part of it, we've also got some other projects that we want to get up and running. We can't stretch ourselves too thin. Plus, we want to make sure that we bring in new voices and new faces to the network. So Chris is going to be running the show with Lindsay from Ghost Stories and also Mike from Ghost Stories and the Sabacc Table and the Retro Convo. So, after a really, really long late-night discussion of brainstorming show ideas, Mike said, well, wait a minute. You guys have been talking about rebranding The Outer Rim anyway. Because the name was kind of Star Wars-specific, and you guys wanted to do something more generic. Why don't we just take The Outer Rim, and then you guys can do whatever you want with your entertainment news show? And in that instant, my response was, no, that's not going to work. And then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't it work? It kind of makes sense. It's Star Wars related.
Lou won't mind, yeah.
Lou won't mind. He doesn't care. Lou doesn't want to be in charge of anything. Come on. Wow. We were very clear. We're like, listen, that's not a bad idea. We have to talk to Lou first. For those who don't know, I want to some behind the scenes stuff here. And Chris and Lou can attest to the fact that this is actually what happens. I may be the network director, but I don't make decisions on the network without talking to Chris and Lou first. And if it's not unanimous, even if it's a 2-1 decision, I normally drag it on as long as I can to the point where all three of us are comfortable with whatever we're doing.
Because one of us wears down and gives in.
Or that, yes. We went through attrition. Because I have stupid ideas sometimes. And I recognize that. I need someone to tell me, hey, listen, dude, I know that sounds good on paper. It's not going to work in reality. So I rely on Chris and Lou. You guys might not realize that out here. But so we don't make decisions like this without the three of us coming together and agreeing. So, we're going to continue to give Lou a hard time about it, though, just because it's fun. But so here's what this means for you guys. This is going to be the last episode of The Outer Rim in this podcast feed that you will hear the three of us. This is just this announcement. And the next episode that you're going to get in this feed is going to be Star Wars news. It is going to be the equivalent of what the old Force Cast show used to be, only with new hosts, hopefully a better show, because we always hope to get better at everything we do. And Chris will be taking it forward. If you want to get that, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to change your feeds. You don't have to do anything at all. Okay? Nice and simple. So, Echo Base for discussion. We will talk about Star Wars news-related things every now and then on Echo Base if it's a long enough, big enough topic. But otherwise, it's going to be more generalized things about being a Star Wars fan and topics and things that are relevant to the fan community and stuff like that. Whereas The Outer Rim is going to be, hey, we have a new title for episode 8. We have new casting for Han Solo, etc. That's going to be the weekly news report and commentary. So the question is, where does that leave the old entertainment show? The more we thought about it, the overlap between Random Chatter and what had been The Outer Rim, our entertainment news show, the non-Star Wars specific one, the overlap was so high. The people who listened to the news show, almost all of them also listened to Random Chatter. So we thought about it and we said, well, why granulate that any more than we need to? Why sift through and scatter it if it doesn't need to be scattered? We don't have a lot of people who only want one and not the other. So what we're going to do is we are going to go back to what a lot of podcasts do and just keep it under that Random Chatter name. So what's going to happen is this. Every week, Monday, generally Monday morning, you are going to have a brief 5 to 10 minute solo show that I will be doing. This is just a quick announcement to kind of catch you up on what happened over the weekend. The weekly box office is going to be there. The new releases, the DVDs for that week, and the box office that coming Friday is going to be there. And I will probably also do a lightning round just to kind of bring you up to speed with what the big topics are and not discuss it. But here's the lightning round, and some of these are going to be covered on the Random Chatter news show, or Random Chatter headlines, if you will. And then that gives you a little bit of a tease for what's going to be coming that Lou and Chris and I are going to be talking about in that next episode. And I might also give kind of a heads up on other shows on the network that are coming out. Hey, you know, we've got a new episode of the Retro Convo that just got posted. This week they're talking about the Smurfs, or, you know, whatever they're talking about. Stuff like that. Network announcements might also go there, too. So that's just kind of a quick little, you know, get your week going, a little 10-15 minute thing. Every Wednesday, we will be releasing the Random Chatter Headlines show. And that's going to be what Outer Rim used to be. That's going to be the news. That's going to be the what were they thinking. We're going to try to keep that to about a half hour. On Fridays, we're going to be releasing the Random Chatter Discussion show. We are going to try to keep that to 30 minutes and probably fail miserably, because that's what we do. It'll probably be more like 40, 45 minutes. So you are still going to get the same content you did before. It's just going to be under the Random Chatter name. Does that make sense? Am I explaining that well, guys? I don't know how I'm doing here.
Yes, you're doing very well.
I think I put
you probably emphasize that there are no feed changes. There's nothing you have to subscribe to.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, there's nothing you have to do, because if you subscribe to the random, I mean, if you only subscribe to Outer Rim and not Random Chatter, well, one, what are you doing? You should probably be doing that.
But, right?
That's literally all you have to do.
Yeah.
If you want the continued entertainment news show.
We tried to make this as seamless for you guys as we could. So in theory, you don't have to change a thing. The only people out there who might want to change something is if you have absolutely no interest whatsoever in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Then I guess you could unsubscribe from the Outer Rim podcast feed, because you're still going to be getting everything in the Random Chatter feed. All your stuff is still going to be here. It's just going to be consolidated. And yeah, what Lou said, you're kind of a freak. I mean, why would you not like Star Wars? Seriously. Come on.
And there's one thing, too, I want to bring up just kind of as an aside. We are, for our social media, that's changing a little bit.
Yes.
But not, there's no, like, new accounts that you'll have to hunt down to follow. The Outer Rim podcast account will now be focusing more on the Star Wars news. Echo Base will be focusing more on the, you know, the Star Wars discussion. We might ask questions or tease, you know, what we're going to be talking about that week. And, you know, we want our listeners and followers to really engage us in that, because we want to maybe integrate some of that feedback onto the show more.
Right.
And the Random Chatter handle will be a combination of not only network promotion, but also stuff like, you know, entertainment news and entertainment discussion and really everything summed up to one. So
right.
That'll be a pretty active account.
I think you said, because we're trying to be more proactive, we're going back to CopyServe and MySpace, right?
Yes. And AOL.
Yes. Yes.
And AOL. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And we're going to be podcasting on dial up. So don't awesome. Make sure no one's on the phone.
You know, did I podcast? No, I guess I didn't podcast on dial up. I guess technically some people may still have been on dial up back then.
I was on dial-up in 2005.
Yeah, well, there
really?
You go.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's an excellent point about the social media, though. The Random Chatter Network will basically stay the same. But if you want Star Wars stuff, the news stuff is going to be more the Outer Rim podcast feed, which has been kind of dormant for a long time because we didn't really have a need for it before. It was redundant. We were just kind of parking it. But now it's going to become active. It's going to be where you go for the Star Wars news tweets. Echo Base, an example of the type of thing we would do there would be more along the lines of, hey, what do you think? Should we do a digital Carrie Fisher in episode 8? Let us know what you think. Or what's your favorite Star Wars moment? More of a reflection on being Star Wars fans, more deep thought and analysis and less reporting. So I hope that this, we're going to wrap this up here. Again, this is just supposed to have been a quick announcement. We hope that this explains what's going on. If you have any questions at all, hit us up on Twitter, email us, just send it to randomchatter@randomchatter.com, or you can send it directly to me, Eric@randomchatter.com. We will help make sure that we clarify everything for you. We have this set up to be as simple and as seamless as possible. No changes. People who hate Star Wars might want to drop the Outer Rim. People who love Star Wars might want to pick up Outer Rim Podcast on Twitter. That's it. Otherwise, no changes. Okay? All right. Well, that's it. We are going to actually go record our new show for this week. And so don't forget, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, there will be new releases in the Random Chatter feed. So check those out. And then
I think these are all great changes.
Yes. And the Outer Rim is going to continue. Stay tuned. There's some great content coming up. You guys have already recorded, what, 4 shows now?
Just 2, but we'll probably, by the time most people listen to this, it'll be 3. So.
Okay, there you go. So I was close. So 3 shows. This is, something, the ball's already been rolling. We just needed a name for it. So now we are going to go and plug those episodes into this feed. You might have to scroll back a little bit to get them because it'll be sorted by date. And going forward, you're going to get all of the great Star Wars news content that Chris and Lindsay and Mike are delivering. Great hosts. I don't know if you guys have heard Mike and Lindsay before or not. If not, you're really missing out. And I'm excited that you're going to get to hear them every week here on the Outer Rim. So that's it. Take care, everybody. And we'll talk to you again soon.